time, supper time, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled or the screen door patched or the beach tape pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with a cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt-tailed young ones, peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble. Folks right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now, I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They'll be trying out Bevo, trying out Q-Babs, trying out TaylorMade's like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with Sen-Sen one fine night. They leave the pool hall, heading for the dance of the armory, libertine men and scarlet women, and ragtime, shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of the jungle, animal instinct, mass hysteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school.
Our children, children gonna have trouble. Trouble.
Mothers of River City,
trouble.
Heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz-bang? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell, and so's your old man. What if so, my friends? You got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
Our children, children gonna have trouble.
Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is a devil's tool.
Devil's tool.
Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. Yes, we got big, big trouble.
With a T.
With a capital T.
And that stands for pool.
Robert Preston from The Music Man, now Matt Wetroba.
I went out this morning to catch the early news. The sky was turning gray, my face was turning blue. I could feel my nose hair stiffen as I walked out on the street. I could feel the crunch and crackle of my toes against my feet. But it's not cold, it's just Minnesota magic. Don't mind the weather so the winds don't blow. Don't give up. If we all stick together, we can make it till the springtime when it's warm enough to snow. Sunset in the south, it was too cold in the west. Stars were wearing parkas and the moon had on a vest. The buildings on the street had frostbite on the wood, and the little dog was frozen to the hydrant where he stood. But it's not cold, it's just Minnesota magic. Don't mind the weather so the winds don't blow. Don't give up. If we all stick together, we can make it till the springtime when it's warm enough to snow. Way up in Minnesota, you never see a frown. Faces all are hidden under 20 pounds of down. The sun is frozen solid, the rabbits all wear skis. But anyway you freeze it, it's home sweet home to me. It's not cold, it's just Minnesota magic. Don't mind the weather so the winds don't blow. Don't give up. If we all stick together, we can make it till the springtime when it's warm enough to snow. We can make it till the springtime when it's warm enough to snow.
Minnesota Magic from Matt Wauwatroba at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. Iron Horse, Break On Through to the Other Side. The Sound Hound is eager to challenge you with a sound coming up in moments. We'll see if you can identify it.
Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
A quick thank you if you supported us during our year-end donor drive. We're grateful for your support. You can learn more at slbradio.org/donate. The Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador Program is back. It's a paid opportunity for teens to help increase awareness, enthusiasm, and attendance at Remake Learning Days events coming up in May. But now is the time to get your application in if you're in grades 9 through 12 and would like to help create pieces in support of the festival, journalism, written pieces, audio stories, video stories. There are lots of opportunities, and ambassadors can earn a stipend of up to $250. If you would like to apply, the information is available, as is a very short application, at tinyurl.com/RLD Youth Ambassadors 2025, tinyurl.com/RLD Youth Ambassadors 2025. Please help spread the word to teens you might know. Hello to Bernard in Aetna. We were talking before about catchphrases. He mentioned "Ay caramba," and said that before Bart Simpson said it, Ricky Ricardo said it. And he is exactly right. And the Sound Hound has now found his way to us, and I'm glad he did. Each week, the Sound Hound brings a sound for you to identify, and this week is no exception. Let me see if I can release the hound. Here's the sound that the Sound Hound brought for today. 412-205-9975. That's a little bit of a frightening sound. Let's hear it once again. The Sound Hound brought this to today's program. 412-200-5975. We'll give him a drink while you work on it. You can reach us by 200-5975. Here's Mary Flower.
If I had wings like Noah's dove, I'd fly up the river to the man I love. Fare thee well, oh honey, fare thee well. And I got a man, he's long and he's tall, he moves his body like a cannonball. Fare thee well, oh honey, fare thee well. And when I wore scarcely keep you from my door. Fare thee well. Fare thee well. If I had listened to what my mama said, I'd be at home now in my mama's bed. Fare thee well. In a drizzling rain, and all round my heart was an aching pain. Fare thee well.
Into my
Brown and Terry Garthwaite and Mary Flower and Dink's song before them. Good morning to Rick in Mooresville, North Carolina. And we'll have a request coming on for you in a moment. Quite a few correct answers for our sound hound. Here is the sound again. Can you identify this? 412-200-5975 is the way to get your guess into us. Brian thought it might be a roaring fire or an ice scraper. Neither of those is it, but might be good things to have as we head into a really cold week ahead. Jess in Mount Lebanon got the correct answer. And let's take a look at some other correct answers coming in. And I want to try to get them in order. Good morning to Rick, yet another Rick. It's nice to have you tuned in today. John and Carrick got the correct answer, as did Kathy in Tyonesta. Zach in Pittsburgh. Good morning, Zach. Larry in Elwood City got it. Larry also pointed out another great catchphrase, this one from Bluegrass's Ron Thomason. I told you that to tell you this. Jim in Blackridge got the correct answer. Jim in Crafted Heights got it as well. So did Angie in Mars. Rich in Edinburgh. John in Economy Borough. Tom in McCandless. John and Addie in East Deer. And Stu in McCandless. Rich in Edinburgh. Linda in Collier. Now, Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania, Annie got the correct answer. Caden was very close, and I can see where Caden is coming from. He thought it might be a lion or a tiger. And there is a sound like that, almost like at the beginning of the movies when the MGM lion comes out and does something like... I always make sure Elroy and George, our cats, see that part of the movie. That's their favorite part. Now, Otis thinks it's a pig. Larkin thinks it's a monster. And Dad Drew, listening with Otis and Larkin, came up with the correct answer. Pudge is listening in Lamartine. And Pudge thinks it might be Randy at his own bachelor party. Could be Randy at his own bachelor party. Can you hear that? I think. Yeah, it's there. And Patrick is at South Park. And Patrick got the correct answer. And a correct answer, a bunch of answers from Katrina in New Bethlehem. Quinn thinks it might be a kitty. They're playing as a family. Emma thinks it could be an angry dog, as does Katrina. Zane came up with the correct answer. Well done, Zane. Before, we were talking about Dad Drew identifying the answer, and Drew mentioned the Larkin, that it didn't quite sound like Grover, but she was all in on monsters. Well, I'll give you a chance to guess. We have time to take a few more coming in. Aline is listening in the state of Maine, and she came up with the correct answer. Give you another moment. Here's the sound again in case you missed it. Are still coming in. We want to share the correct answer with you. And that will be coming up in a moment. And you've heard about Sparky, Carla's beloved family member, Sparky, the dog. And unfortunately, Sparky has been sick, and Sparky is no longer, well, Sparky is still with Carla, but I'm so sorry to hear that Sparky did not recover from his illness, Carla. What a great dog, and so many years you've spent with him. How long was he with you?
15 years.
Oh, so many memories. You must remember the first day you met him, I'll bet.
Yes, I do. I remember the first day I met him. I remember the day I brought him home. And he has been my companion. You know, I live all alone. And he, when I was taking care of him, of course, when Mom and I, you know, he knew Mom. And you're going to laugh. He was a Republican. We were watching the Obama speech, and Sparky stomped on the remote and changed the channel to Animal Planet.
My goodness. Well, Animal Planet is probably attractive, more attractive than any political speech, I would imagine. But it's funny. I miss all of our cats, including ones that haven't been with us for a long time. And I remember Boo Boo the cat, I think, was the last cat to know your dad, Ricky. Our subsequent cats came to us after Ricky's dad died. And I always liked that Boo Boo had a connection with your dad, even though it was just one of their having been together, just like what you said with your mom. Well, our sympathy to you, Carla. I know that's really, really tough. Animals can't clearly communicate when they're suffering or exactly what they're feeling, and they're so innocent too. So I'm thank you for sharing it with us. I'm so sorry. Sorry to learn
Wednesday,
that.
He just went, and you know, he was doing really well on Wednesday, much better, and I thought he was getting better, and then he went and laid down, I thought he just went to sleep, and he had passed, so at least he passed peacefully, and I was here. But I'll tell you, I wasn't going to call. This was hard with the sound hound, because he and I did this together. But, you know, I'm doing this as a memorial to Sparky today, in memory of Sparky.
Ricky said that. I said, are you sure Carla wants to go on? And Ricky said, yes, it's special. So, in honor of Sparky... You knew that.
Yes, it's a horse.
Yes, horse.
I've been very close to horses over my life, too. And so that's, you know, I'm in honor of Sparky. I just couldn't walk away. I had to put in a guess for him.
So. Well, I'm glad we can keep you company this morning. And our sympathy, I'm glad. I know he was... not feeling himself over the last few weeks. So, you know, I'm like you said, I'm glad he went peacefully.
Yes. So I just wanted to, you know, just to memorialize him, and I wanted to call him, and I thought you all should know, because, you know, he wrote all those little poems and with a little help. And
yeah.
He was as much a part of the show as I was.
Well, now I know.
We did it together.
Well, now I know why he can type. He got all that experience on the remote control. He mastered those keys, and then audio went to the keyboard. Carla, thank you, and we'll be thinking of you. And
okay.
Thanks.
In prayer.
We will. Sorry to learn about that. Sparky really was an incredible dog. And we now have Susie who joins us from Alexandria. Hello, Susie.
Hello.
You knew exactly the correct answer. Did you come up with it?
I did. Now, it did not come to me right away. And I think that must have been so that Carla could have her moment in the sun.
Yes.
I am so sorry about Sparky. He really has been such a part of the show and a part of all of our lives.
Oh, that indeed. And we'll have it's comforting to know how many memories we have of our pets, but it's still very difficult, especially in the early days. You keep looking. I'm sure Carla is thinking, oh, he's in the kitchen, you know, or where is Sparky this morning? You knew this sound, this very distinctive sound.
Yes. Well, and I have to say that before I tell you what it is, because I knew it was an animal. I knew it was an animal. And other people were saying, you know, like, I don't know what the other guesses were. And I'm like, it's an animal. I mean, like, you know, I'm screaming at the radio, you know, like they can hear me. And which it isn't even a radio. It's in my phone. But it's a horse.
It is indeed a horse. And Aline in Maine just got it, as did Pudge. It's a horse snorting, which I think is a happy horse. When a horse snorts, a horse person could tell us what that's all about, but it just sounds like a happy sound, like you might make if your nose is in a feed bag or something. You know that old joke, a horse walks into a bar that's run by lions and tigers and bears. And one of the bartenders looks at the horse and says, why the long face? but it's because a horse's face is long. can do better than that. Snow on the ground in Alexandria?
There's snow on the ground. It tells me, my weather app tells me that it's snowing heavily, and I'm like, I don't see it.
Yeah, it's, I had a little bulletin on my phone this morning about a winter weather advisory, which said it's going to be X degrees colder than normal over the coming 4 days. But it didn't say... it didn't say what the temperature... I don't want to know what the difference is. I'd like to know. Give me a number so I know just how cold I'm going to be. But it is indeed, at least in this area of the country, going to be in the single digits, according to the National Weather Service, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I lived in Highland Park for 20-ish years. I don't know if you knew that. I always visited my ducks.
Mm.
They were my ducks. And these are the specific days when you definitely go to visit them and take a treat, because, the reservoir is iced over and, I never took treats, but I know of women who would, walk on the ice.
Mm. Wow.
And take treats to the ducks. I mean, I saw it with my own two eyes.
I'm amazed that the
maybe
ducks...
they're listening. There was one winter about 8 years ago. It was the winter of 2016, 2017 when we had the first Trump. That was a very, I was already here by then. So it would have been the winter before that. The winter before that. So it would have been seven years ago. We didn't know about Trump yet.
Mm-hmm.
We were still in dreamland when I saw those ladies on the ice.
I can't imagine walking out on the ice like that.
Well, I can't either, but I see it in my mind.
Yeah.
So, it's like...
They didn't fall through, did they?
No, of course not. I wouldn't be telling you that story on the radio.
There are times...
on live radio.
Yeah. Well, people have done that and have survived it. But, man, that would be cold.
Yeah. Well, anyways, they were near the ducks. How's that? They were near the ducks. Whether they were on the ice or on the sidewalk, they were near the ducks. And they were feeding the ducks.
If the ducks are still here in that kind of cold weather, they need to be fed.
Yeah.
Well, well done. And a charge to you. And I'm sure Carla appreciates your kind words.
I've never had a pet that I loved that much. But I know that people that have pets, it's very, 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 very hard.
Oh, it is. It's very difficult. Well, thank you. As always, good to hear from you this morning, Susie.
All right, take care.
Also, Rick says so much sympathy for Sparky and Carla. Those who have dogs and have lost them really, truly understand. And Craig in Macon, Georgia writes, my condolences to Carla. Sparky provided so much fun for all of us. Losing a pet leaves such a massive hole in our lives. Carla will be on our prayer list. Craig and Cats, Callie and Tiger, T-Y-G-E-R. Thank you for your notes. And a charge to you if you knew we were looking for a horse. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Life Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
There's a big day in Dallas, and I wish I... But worth it.
Dixon in Memphis, Slim with Stew Ball. Great song done many different ways. Our Afterthoughts puzzle is coming up in just a moment. I forgot that Joseph Cocola is here for the Vacationing Touch Roski today. He just walked in and surprised me. He'll be here to support our Youth Express segments as well as our live music segment coming up later today, which include Chrissy Strong, who is going to be here in advance of her performance with Morgan Arena 1 week from today, January 25th, 2025, at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh in the Song Space series. We also are going to have between 10 and 11 o'clock youth from Prime Stage and its fifth annual drama award program, which has concluded, and these are youth that were honored for their work in high school drama. And we have Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania 2025 honorees joining us too. At 11 o'clock, Liam Kars joins us to share music and conversation. Are you ready for our Afterthoughts puzzle? I'll give you a moment to dust off your thinking cap and we'll have it for you forthwith.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh City schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn. In every school, every day. A-Plus Schools 2024 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about students' achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
That great voice belongs to Benaya, who is in 10th grade and helps lead activities in our Youth Media Center. He's a student at Pennsylvania Leadership Charter Academy School. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's our Afterthoughts puzzle. What one word follows side, late, and talk? Side, late, and talk. One word follows those three. And if you think you know the answer and would like to take a guess, please phone us at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Jess already got the answer. The puzzle showed up on Facebook just a little bit earlier than I just mentioned it, and he got the answer, so a charge to you, Jess. But let's hear from you as well. Side, late, and talk. One word follows those three. Seldom seen, a legendary bluegrass group is going to have a new album coming out, which is exciting. It will be released early this year. And we'll take a listen to an early single from it. This especially is for Rick listening in Mooresville.
I don't know where I'm going. this highway, looking for the light of day, praying for a little health food diner. There ain't one in sight, but I can make it all right.
I'm gonna make it all right, I'm gonna make it all right. Lord, you know I'm gonna make it all right. I'm gonna make it all right, I'm gonna make it all right. Lord, you know I'm gonna make it all right.
Baby 300 miles away, gonna see her just as soon as I'm able. Tomorrow night I'm gonna make it all right.
Flack at the Saturday Light Brigade. Brian's going to join us in just a moment. He's been holding on. That's from the album Tasty Licks from Bela Fleck. And Seldom Seen did a song called Last of the Steam-Powered Trains. And March 14th, 2025, the release of a brand new album remains to be seen. S-C-E-N-E will be released, and that single from that album just made its way to us in advance of the release of the album. That was for Rick in Mooresville, North Carolina. A lot of correct answers coming in. We're looking for the one word that naturally follows the three that we gave you: sod, late, and talk. I was going to add talent to the list, and there are a few others too. Brian is here. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, what's up, Larry? First of all, I want to say my condolences to Carla. I'm sorry that you lost your dog, Sparky. He was a big part of the show, and it was very entertaining hearing him and his poetry throughout the years.
Yes, we're really,
yes,
really going to miss him, and we've had a number of emails. If you're just joining us, Sparky, who was with Carla, I think for 15 years all told, passed away on Wednesday. So you figured this out, sod?
Yes, I did.
Late,
it was a show.
Show is exactly
late,
right.
Late show, talk show, side show, talent show, even SLB show, which
yeah,
is awesome.
Yeah, there are a lot. I thought of dog show could be another one, or best in show.
Exactly.
They talk about. Well done, and I hope you stay warm. It's
gonna. Hey, you too, and be ready for the cold days, and stay warm. Make sure your heat works, and be awesome. Okay.
Thanks. Take care, Brian. And some other correct answers coming in. Linda, half of the dynamic duo, got it. So did John in Economy Borough. And Aline in Maine. John gave some additional clues. Horror show, game show, that's a good one. Talent, fashion, puppet, these are great. Slide, I actually thought of slide, but I wasn't sure if others would think of it. I'm glad you did too. And trade show. Susan, or maybe the other Susan. She got it. Well done, Susan. And a correct answer as well from Pudge. And Angie and Mars, and Mike and Mars. Jim in Crafton Heights got it. Gail in Stanton Heights got it and suggested that we might want to add comedy or news as a clue. Comedy show, news show. Patrick came up with the correct answer. Patrick is in South Park. Larry is in Elwood City. He came up with the correct answer. Tom and McCandless also got it, as did Zach in Pittsburgh. John and Addie in East Deer. Sophia in Slippery Rock. Sophia got it. Well done. Show the answer. And the Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. If you knew that show was the word that follows those three words we gave you as clues. Side show, late show, and talk show. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 15 minutes.
See, it's cozy in the park tonight. When you cuddle up and hold me tight, stars above, they seem to know we're putting on the late, late show. Hear the crazy music in the trees, see the flowers dancing in the breeze. Old man moon begins to glow, he's joining in the late, late show. Birds that should be dreaming start chirping the song. Wild fireflies are gleaming. We kiss, kiss all night long. Then we amble back to your front door. Say goodnight and then we kiss some more. I guess you know I like you so. It started at the late, late show. Should be dreaming, starting chirping a song. While fireflies are gleaming, we kiss, kiss all night long. Then we amble back to your front door. Say goodnight and then we kiss some more. I guess you know I like you so. It started at the late, late.
A song made famous by Pittsburgh's Dakota State and done by Jim Altimore there. I thought I had Dakota's version, but I did not when I looked for it. But as I had a college professor that would say, if you do not learn this, there will be serious gaps in your knowledge. And this was regarding things like partial differential equations. And so that's a serious gap in our music library that we'll take care of filling in. Jess also knew the answer to show, playing along on Facebook. He knew that we were looking for the word show. And a number of other Facebook participants checking in this morning. You can follow us there at SLB Radio. Bonnie had the correct answer. Well done, Bon.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And that gets us up to speed now. We're going to celebrate Brigadier birthdays, starting with Laurie from Monroeville, Level Green, Morgantown, Chapel Hill, Cardiff, and now Olympia, Washington. From Amanda and Letta. Sarah of Lawrenceville, from Paul, Dan, and Helen. These are all birthdays today. Maureen in North Braddock. David. Also on the 18th, we have Renee of Fox Chapel, from Jess, Rory, and Eric. And Jim of Ligonier. From wife Nancy. On the 19th, happy birthday to Julie of Lincoln Place, from Barb, Madison of McCandless, from Mom and Dad, Jared of Aetna, from Gail and Jack, and Gretchen from Mark, Garrett, Finn, and Han. On the 20th, happy birthday to Cassidy, Arye of Point Breeze, Shan from Shannon, Bernard, and the whole extended family, Dominicchio, Maria. Happy birthday to Caitlin of North Versailles on the 20th. Also on the 20th, Scott Reckless, from Adam and Aaron and Allison and Karen and the entire Reckless family. On January 21st, Fred from wife Beth. And also James of the Hill District, from his mom. On the 22nd, Frederick of Allison Park, from Mom, Dad, and Theo. James of Salzburg, from your whole family. And the 22nd is a special day. Cindy and Jim Rogers were married on that date. If you listen on our Indiana affiliate, you probably know the name Jim Rogers. While Jim passed, there's a folk center in his honor, and I think about him quite a bit, and I want to acknowledge anniversary days still matter, even if one of the people is no longer with us. Happy birthday from Bob in Washington to Grant Fiore. He is our little potato, Grant Fiore. Thank you, Bob. That's on the 23rd. Deborah of Newcastle, happy birthday to you from Ellen, Ann, and the whole family. Natalie of Shady Sod, from Mom, Dad, and Peanut. Julia of Elwood City. And Julie of Irwin. From Mom, Dad, and Carlo. And from Nellie, respectively. On the 24th, we have Sam of Mount Lebanon, from Nanny, Sarah of Friendship, from Diana and Dad, Diane from the Perky family, Bryce of Lexington, Kentucky, from Mom, Dad, Vaughn, and Eva, Celestina of Mineral Ridge, Ohio, from Ricky and me, and Julie, Dorian, Brock, Andre, and Connor. Celestina is our great niece, and indeed she is. Paul of Williamsport, from Mary, Chuck, and Brother Mark. Xander of Baden, from Mom, Dad, and Tobias. And finally, Sam from Sarah and Lou. Seems like just about everybody has a birthday these days. And if you would like to make sure that we acknowledge a birthday on the radio, perhaps surprise somebody with that acknowledgement, just send the information to us. If you go to slbradio.org/radio and scroll to the bottom, you'll see a form you can click on, at which you can add all of the information that you need, and we'll announce the birthday the Saturday of or before its occurrence. Include the birthday person's address, and we shall make sure that a uniformed United States governmental employee hand delivers a Saturday Light Brigade birthday communique to the celebrant. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, Ohio, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLVRadio.org/radio.
With a bucket in my hand, I'm a-looking for a woman who ain't got no man. Oh, my bucket's got a hole in it. Oh, my bucket's got a hole in it. Oh, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't find no beer. Looked down upon the sea, saw the crabs and the fishes do the bebop beep. Oh, my bucket's got a hole in it. Oh, my bucket's got a hole in it. Oh, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't find no beer. Working so hard when I got me a woman in the boss man's yard. Oh, my bucket.